Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Michelle, and a boy, Anthony, about a television program called Pop Choice, in which teenage singers compete for a prize. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, Anthony, did you see the 3rd part of Pop Choice on TV last night? I couldn't wait for it to start.
I had to go out, but Mum taped it for me because I wanted to see it really badly. I don't want to know what happened until I see it for myself this evening.
OK. It was great again, though. Everyone at school is talking about it today. There are only 3 singers left in the competition now, and the 1st prize is a recording contract. What an amazing start in the pop music business. I wish I had a good voice.
Well, I know you think you can't sing, but to prove you can, perhaps you should enter next time. You must know you've got a great voice. You could be on TV too.
No way! It's kind of you to say that, but I'm not self-confident, you know. The judges on the programme say exactly what they think. If someone's no good, they say so.
Well, that's fair. They should tell the truth.
I agree, but even if someone's a fantastic singer, they'll say something horrible about their clothes or something, which is really unkind. People should dress how they want.
That's true. Do you remember last week when one of the judges told that boy to find a better hairdresser if he seriously wanted to be a pop star? I nearly always agree with what they say, but this time I thought that he was really out of order.
Me too. Anyway, if it's okay with you, can I come round and watch next week's programme at your place? You wouldn't mind, would you?
As long as you don't jump up and down and talk all the way through it. If you do, I'll ask you to leave, okay?
All right, I promise. See you later.
Now listen again.
So, Anthony, did you see the 3rd part of Pop Choice on TV last night? I couldn't wait for it to start.
I had to go out, but Mum taped it for me because I wanted to see it really badly. I don't want to know what happened until I see it for myself this evening.
OK. It was great again, though. Everyone at school is talking about it today. There are only 3 singers left in the competition now, and the 1st prize is a recording contract. What an amazing start in the pop music business. I wish I had a good voice.
Well, I know you think you can't sing, but to prove you can, perhaps you should enter next time. You must know you've got a great voice. You could be on TV too.
No way! It's kind of you to say that, but I'm not self-confident, you know. The judges on the programme say exactly what they think. If someone's no good, they say so.
Well, that's fair. They should tell the truth.
I agree, but even if someone's a fantastic singer, they'll say something horrible about their clothes or something, which is really unkind. People should dress how they want.
That's true. Do you remember last week when one of the judges told that boy to find a better hairdresser if he seriously wanted to be a pop star? I nearly always agree with what they say, but this time I thought that he was really out of order.
Me too. Anyway, if it's okay with you, can I come round and watch next week's programme at your place? You wouldn't mind, would you?
As long as you don't jump up and down and talk all the way through it. If you do, I'll ask you to leave, okay?
All right, I promise. See you later.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.